Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's go to the hotline right now. Let's get you guys some fantasy advice here for Week 11, and it's our fantasy expert, Lisa. And Lisa, brought to you by Cindy's. Cindy's is number one for fantasy and fun. Lisa, have you ever had an incident in a game like Kelly Stafford did where you had to throw a pretzel at somebody before?
Wasting of a pretzel is not something that I would do. If I was committed to eating the carb, I want to go all in. I'm probably not even sharing the pretzel. I'd like some mustard on it as well. But you know, what really bothered me about this story was the fact that after that, they moved Kelly Stafford and her crew to a different area. And I just thought to myself, like, Jordan Love's mom and girlfriend sat in the nosebleed seats at the Chiefs game. There was no other option, but yet somehow we can find other seats mid-game after a pretzel toss. Yeah. Like, I don't know what we're doing here. Like, so that was really the deep-rooted issue I have with this scenario.
I think that's I guess that's the difference between being Jordan Love and Matt Stafford,
right?
Like at this stages in their career.
Listen, if you're a celebrity wife or brother, you know, we've seen some things with Mahomes' brother this year. You got to be extra careful, and somebody needs to talk to you about that and understand that it's not easy to hear your family member being ripped for a bad game or whatever it may be. But it is part of fandom. It is part of sports, and it's something that you've got to get a thicker skin to, because it's not in your control, and you've got to take the high road. It's not fun, but you got to take the high road.
You know, you mentioned Jordan Love in the seats that his family had. It was always a little bit of a letdown. That is something that happens in the NFL. The seats that they give the opposing team are kind of crap seats. And so, like, you'll get seats. People be coming into town, or, you know, you go to your hometown, and a lot of people want to come watch the game. And I always felt like I'm glad that I can buy tickets for them, but these are really crap seats. Yeah. Like, they really would rather be watching them from home, I think. It got to the point where sometimes I would, like, buy seats from a broker for some of the people that I actually cared about going to the game instead of, like, taking the ones that the team gave me.
Yeah, I can understand that completely, but what a little story that's had legs for the whole week. Kelly Stafford's great for her podcast, by the way.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good for her podcast, and I wonder, you know, I would hope at least that her throw was accurate since her husband is an NFL quarterback and all. All right, so let's get to some fantasy stuff here for a few minutes. Text in now, 713-572-4610. If you've got stardoms and situms you want us to run past Lisa in a couple of minutes. I guess, Lisa, just in general, I saw the news. Nick Chubb is off of the COVID list. We know Lamar Jackson's missed some time this week. Give us some names of players that we're going to need to be keeping an eye on as Sunday morning approaches here.
Yeah, you just gave two right there. We still got Alvin Kamara, who's questionable and leaning towards not playing, which is going to be really tough for the Saints. I mean, the Eagles have started to go on a pretty decent run, but the Saints do have a good run defense, only allowing 1.9 yards per pass that run there. But, you know, it's tricky right now because we're getting so many players that I think are doing something very similar to the NBA with rest days. Yeah. And so we're getting this do not practice. And then kind of everybody starts to like say, oh, I think it might be this. I think it might be this. And then when you listen to the inactives and actives list, half of these players are playing. It's much scarier when it's like a game time decision like we faced last week with Chris Godwin, where you're actually having to sit by your roster and decide if you're making that decision last minute. So I think it's really about paying attention to the later news, Saturday, Sunday, then really overanalyzing. Like, look, we got Aaron Rodgers with a toe issue who hasn't practiced, but I have no doubt Aaron Rodgers is going to play, toe or no toe. So we have to really pay attention later and not get so wrapped up in too much news. You can almost over-listen and overanalyze and become fearful of your players on your team and start making drops and pickups on the waiver wire that are just not going to help you.
Lisa, this is the one question I have this week. Cam Newton said he was back. Is he actually back?
We have to see him throw a pass that is more than 10 to 15 yards. That's really what we need to see. That excitement was there. Him rushing one in was awesome. But we really need to see him get out there and facilitate a bunch of good. He needs to move the ball down the field. That's what I need to see. What I love about it is the energy that he brings to the team, to the fan base. And it's just, we always love a good story, right? We'd love to see him come back and succeed. But I'm on a wait and see situation. I need to really see him use the arm that he's had and not just use his legs and steal from the running backs that we all have on our fantasy teams.
Lisa, we just got done talking about the Rams when we were talking about Kelly Stafford, but the Rams, you know, the reason she was so uptight was because her husband's team was not doing well. No Robert Woods. He's out for the rest of the year. Not a great start for Odell Beckham Jr. How do we assess the Rams here without Robert Woods and plugging in Odell over the next couple weeks? Because the playoffs for fantasy players are going to be here soon enough.
You know, I think the Rams need this bye week, so they're very fortunate to be able to get some rest and give Odell some time to adjust. If it wasn't for Robert Woods going down and being out for the rest of the season, I don't think OBJ would have even been put in that game. So again, we've got the microscope on OBJ when he had, what, 2 days by the time he went through all of his paperwork and physicals when he got to Los Angeles. I don't think it's enough time to judge him in any which way. I think the team chemistry was off due to the loss of Robert Woods and due to the panic bring in, you know, Odell shows up, everybody's like, there's going to be no targets for him. The next day, Robert Woods goes down. Well, now you had to put Odell in a situation that he probably wasn't ready for. This bye week couldn't have come at a better time. It's such a blessing for the Rams. They are so fortunate. So this is going to give them the time they need to get in sync. I'm not concerned big picture, but as a fantasy manager, I'm a little bit concerned because I have a lot of shares of Stafford, and the last 2 weeks have not been what we got, you know, for the first 8 weeks. So it's just being greedy, right? But I think it's patience at this point. I think if anybody can bring out the best in Odell, it's going to be Matthew Stafford, and we just got to be patient. Give them this week off and see what they come back to us with in week 12.
Lisa Ann joining us, fantasy football expert. All right, let's rapid fire a few of these stardoms and sit-ems. Need to choose two running backs from among DeAndre Swift, Ezekiel Elliott, and A.J. Dillon, who's now the guy in Green Bay. Which two would you take this week, Lisa?
Yeah, I'm real happy going with A.J. Dillon and Ezekiel Elliott. That knee bruise that Zeke has doesn't seem to be bothering him too much, so I'm going to go with Dillon and Zeke.
Elijah Moore of the Jets or Marcus Johnson, who's been kind of a revelation for the Titans here lately, going against the Texans this weekend in the flex spot.
I'm going to go with Elijah Moore. I like what he's been doing, and they picked up some momentum, and I love his matchup this week.
D'Ernest Johnston or Deontay Foreman? Wow, or Deontay Foreman.
we're hearing a lot of names that we all had on our teams 5 years ago. We're like, is this real? I'm going to go with Johnston in this situation. He's mending it in with the team, so that's my pick there.
Yep. Let's see, Ryan Tannehill or Cam Newton?
Oh, man. Now, that is a question. Because I haven't seen Cam throw the deep ball, Washington played a good game last week up against Tampa. So I'm going to go Tannehill.
Yeah. Last one here. What do I do with A.J. Brown? Major disappointment, and I'm torn between starting him or Brandon Cooks in an 8-team non-PPR league this week. What do you think?
Well, you're Brandon Cooks. That's a slippery slope, right? I'd probably go Brandon Cooks because A.J. Brown has been such a disappointment. There's no reason for it. He's not competing with targets with anyone. He has just been a disappointment.
Yeah, he is going against the Texans this weekend.
I know.
Lisa, I'll point out.
I know. Which would be a great opportunity, but what if he doesn't take advantage of it?
Good point. Lisa Ann is brought to you by Cindy. Cindy's is number one for fantasy and fun. Lisa, always love catching up. Enjoy the games. And we'll talk to you in a couple weeks because next week is Thanksgiving.
Yes, enjoy your Thanksgiving and don't throw pretzels, okay?
There you go. Good advice. That's the best advice right out the door from Lisa Ann. Thanks, Lisa.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it?
Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.